The Americas.
Remote workers. No man's land. The laptop crowd is a force for good in Latin America.
In a cafe in Mexico City, Itandiwi Ruiz rolls her eyes. Her chilaquiles, fried tortilla chips in salsa, are missing something. Spice. The foreigners can't handle it, says a waiter. Some locals blame outsiders for diluting not only condiments but culture and making life unaffordable. Mexico City was Latin America's most expensive city in 2022 and 2023, according to the Economist Intelligence Unit, a sister company. Digital nomads are remote workers from rich countries who move every few months in search of tropical climes, cultural experiences, and cheaper living. During the pandemic, these travellers, often working in tech, flocked abroad. Top destinations are in Asia and Europe, but Latin America holds its own. Mexico City was the seventh most popular place in 2023. In 2022, there were 263 nomads for every 100,000 inhabitants in Medellin in Colombia, more than any other Spanish-speaking city, according to Nomad List, a website. The authorities are keen. We want to be a global player among digital nomad cities, says José Alejandro González, Medellin's tourism secretary. Over 20 countries in the Americas now offer a digital nomad-friendly visa. These short-stay permits usually require a minimum salary and health insurance and often exempt the holder from paying tax for a period. But many residents are less convinced. They see wealthy workers living like kings and pushing up prices. In Cuauhtémoc, a municipality of Mexico City, home to hip neighbourhoods, rents rose by 35% between June 2022 and 2023, compared with 14% for the city as a whole. Gringo Go Home is scrawled across a wall. In Medellin, the number of short-term rentals in the hillside area of El Poblado leapt by 46% in the 2 years to the end of 2023, according to AirDNA, a data firm. The newcomers added pressure to an already overburdened housing market, says Luis Miguel Pelaez of Acrisair, a property company. Cultural complaints follow. Skeptics often equate foreigners with drugs and sex tourism. They see tech bros spreading their homogenous global taste for exposed wood coffee shops and co-working spaces. Many speak only English, which can annoy and alienate locals. Yet demonizing nomads is wrong-headed. Rent rises are largely thanks to other factors. Medellin needs around 14,500 new homes this year, but is building only some 2,000, according to Camacol Antioquia, a trade body. The link between short-term rentals and the distorted housing market is overblown, says Eugene Toll of Softtech, a Mexican research firm. Airbnb takes up just 3% of the capital's rental housing. New construction permits in Mexico City fell by two-thirds between 2018 and 2022. Overall, like other immigrants, nomads bring more benefits than downsides. Teleworkers plough their earnings into the local economy. In Medellin, they spend $1,400 a month on average, compared with $575 for a local. Josh from Scotland says he spends $1,500 on rent and another $800 a month on a chef, kickboxing instructor and salsa teacher. Businesses are benefiting. Profits have risen, says Pedro Echeverria of Pergamino, which runs a cafe chain in Medellin. He adapted the spaces to suit remote workers and runs Instagram campaigns about etiquette. Packed lunches are a no-no. In Mexico City, Ivan Sanchez, the manager of Taqueria Orinoco, a taco shop in Roma Norte, says he has never paid for marketing because nomads queuing around the block do the job. Mexico City's government reckons remote workers contributed 9.3 billion pesos, that's $532 million, to the economy in 2021, 15% of that year's tourist revenues. Highly skilled immigrants, as most digital nomads are, boost innovation too. Newcomers' ideas help develop products and introduce their host cities to global markets. In Medellin, Joel Elster, a Brit, trains locals in sales. One of them now earns $5,000 a month, he claims. And it is hard to pin cultural decline or crime on nomads. They don't come to destroy the city because they live here, says Mr. Gonzalez. After decades of isolation and drug wars, remote workers are helping Antioquia, the region around Medellin, to boom. Officials like Mr. Gonzalez see their job as showing locals the benefits and managing the downsides. In Medellin, the city is linking businesses with nomads. The authorities have clamped down on people illegally subletting their flats. Developers are building sleek co-livings, apartment blocks with in-house shared working spaces outside residential areas. Mexico City, which was brimming with global talent long before the laptop crowd turned up, is taking a more laissez-faire approach. Foreigners made Mexico's capital vibrant throughout the 20th century. The remote work tribe could do the same for other regional cities in the 21st century, even if the insipid salsas get some folk hot under the collar.